Good morning!
Endorphins make you happy.
Morning! I could be
the one. New FM, the Novos, Feel Good Friday.
Hey guys, welcome to Friday.
Hey.
How are we?
Good.
Feeling great. So excited. Our wedding at your door today, guys. Yeah. 5 weddings in one day. It's going to be a massive day. Jay, you look really nice today.
Yeah,
doesn't
great.
She?
Thank you.
Well, can you explain her little number she's got on? It's so very sexy.
I don't know what the... I think that's a poppy.
Yeah,
is
poppies.
It? So it's a dress covered in poppies.
Is it a jumpsuit?
No, it's a jumpsuit.
A jumpsuit, sorry. My first error of the day.
Yeah, I'm the sure straight man should not be explaining the outfit.
Yeah, and then you've had your hair done, mm-hmm. and it looks like... Has it been straightened or are you just wearing it down?
No, I straightened it.
Yeah,
this
it looks
morning.
Like it's been straightened there. I got that one. You've done your makeup. You've also had a tan, I think. And you're wearing a flower crown.
You know, she doesn't want to screw her hair up when she brings the regular headphones.
The little,
like the earbuds.
Yeah. Like someone who's off for a jog, those kind of ones.
I'm excited. We're going to 5 weddings today.
I know. Hey, Jackson, good morning. Jay just popped in before, and she's like, oh, my God, Jackson called me beautiful.
Oh. No, I said Jackson said I was pretty.
Because you are, and you smell really amazing today as well. Mm. I know radio is a very, it's not a visual scent medium, but just enjoy
just
that.
Just believe
driving to work. She smells great.
It's a good fake tan smell. That's what's so great about a fake tan.
You love fake tan
good.
Like me. I could sniff my arm all day.
Well, you know what? I think you have been, because every time you get a fake tan, it changes your voice a little.
And you reckon?
Because I think you're like huffing the fake tan.
Oh, I love it.
Well, it's going to be a huge day and also a big day on the show. We're chatting to the Bachelorettes, Ellie and Becky, after 8:30 today. And I am very excited. Kyle Sanderland's on the show.
The king of radio.
Yes, that's right.
He joins us.
Big show. Okay, kicking off.
Jay, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos. New FM. Love it. Or loathe it. Loathe it.
Getting Crevo and Jade's thoughts on today's daily topic. And today's topic is, guys, sexy bedroom games. Love it or loathe it.
3, 2, 1, go!
You mean like Twister
dice
or something?
I'm
going to say loathe it. I'm not getting my... It's not my jam.
I'd say love it because I would like to do it, but I don't think it's something Ben would be into.
Have you ever done it?
No.
Crevo?
No.
Yeah, you don't strike me as the type of guy that would. reason I bring this up. Look, it's basically you buy these like little games at the adult store in like the bins next to the counter. So, like sexy dice games, hide and seek games. Anyway, it's very 50 Shades of Grey and a very lame movie. But inside this box I have here, thanks to Slippery Coco, who are sponsoring our wedding at your door today, they've got this beautiful date night box full of like champagne and some sensual oils and a candle. But they've got this dice game in there, which I'm so fascinated with.
So you've never purchased a game like this, Maddie?
Not into it, but it's just, bit of fun. If your marriage is failing and you need to spice things up, I mean, it's a great way to, give it a shot.
You reckon a couple of dice is going to do it?
I've got 2 gold dice, very heavy. Shall we have a go?
Yeah, have a go.
It's not X-rated, don't worry. Touch neck.
Oh.
Give it another one.
Okay. All right.
What else have we got?
At the moment, not much is happening for me.
Suck cheek. Who's sucking cheek?
That would be almost getting a hickey on your cheek. I'm not sure I'm into a hickey on my face.
Which cheek?
It doesn't sound well.
Oh, there you go. Oh, Crevo, look, you're better at this game than you think.
Left cheek or right cheek, I think, is the question I'm asking.
Crevo thinks he's above this sort of thing. But look, he's getting into it.
This one or this one, Maddie?
It depends. Kiss thigh.
Ooh.
Anyway, if you're out at Naughty and Nice or something, just check these out. Quite fun.
Well, order one of these Slippery Coco boxes.
Yeah.
They're amazing.
I think that's probably what we should be really saying since they're big old sponsors of the wedding.
Yeah, that's true. SlipperyCoco.com.
They're so cool. Honestly, I had a look in there earlier before. There's these 2 champagne glasses as well with the bottle of Moët, but inside the glasses, there's actually Ferrero Rochers. And I'm like, oh, that sold me.
And oh, look, that box doesn't have any Ferrero Rochers. Glass, that's weird.
The glasshouse candles, which smell amazing.
Expensive.
They're normally, they're $16.95, I think, normally, just the small ones by
you
themselves.
You really priced this stuff out.
Oh, well, I know, because I love those candles.
Check out this intimate oil.
Mm.
It's in like a little...
Oh, it's like a dropper.
Dropper. But apparently very good. Vegan...
Huh, that's all good stuff,
ethically
isn't it?
Ethically sourced, anyway. There we go, paying the bills.
Yeah, good job, Maddie. You've got to do that somehow, don't you?
Lads versus lasses up next, Crevo.
Yeah, that's right. It's our very own Battle of the Sexes game. Now, yesterday, I'm pretty sure cheating happened because the lasses went ahead.
For sure.
It was
for
sure. Cheating.
It was really weird. But, you know, these things happen. 13:10:09. We need one guy, one girl. Come on, guys. We've got to get back at least into equal footing.
No girls.
Going into the weekend, I would not be very happy if the guys weren't at least, you know,
equal.
Tight.
We're going to thrash you.
Right. On offer today, we have a family pass to Maitland Jail to go and see Snitch the Rat.
Very good.
Beautiful guided tour. A lot of fun out here. Great
kids
for the
love
kids.
It.
Yeah, yeah. You know, last weekend of the school holidays. Keep them busy.
Jade, Maddie and Greaso, the Novos.
Lads
versus lasses.
All right, it is our very own Battle of the Sexes game. Basically, male-based questions get asked to the lasses. Female-based questions getting asked to the lads. And I believe we've got our lad first up. We still need a lass.
Hello, Mick. How are you?
Good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Friday. How you feeling?
Oh, yeah, looking forward to the weekend.
Yeah, nice one. Going to work today?
Yeah, mate. Yeah, work already.
What do you do for work?
I work for a wholesaler.
Oh, nice that's one. You have us on in the office there. Thanks for that.
Absolutely.
Appreciate
aww,
it. Mate.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mick.
Thanks, Mick. Love it, mate. Okay, well, let's do this. We need a lass, 13:10:09. Jade, let's do question number one for Mick, please.
All right, Mick, here we go. Which ex-boyfriend is missing or not mentioned in Mariah Carey's new book?
Oh, jeez, I wouldn't
have a clue. Sorry, Mick.
Don't know.
James Packer, the answer.
They
there.
Were engaged, and she didn't mention him in his latest book.
Apparently not important. I reckon non-disclosure agreement.
Possibly. 13:10:09, we still need a female to play, but Mick, going on to question two. Ariana Grande has a song out called Rain On Me. Who is the other famous singer featured on the song?
Don't know, guys.
Rain on me. We play it all the time here,
Mick. Doesn't help, Mick. Mick's
no,
not
guess,
Mick's favourite
no.
song.
Lady Gaga. All right. That's all right. Come on, Mick. You got this.
Come on, easy one.
I'm batting for the guys. We just need one. Okay. How old is Britney Spears? Is she A, 36, B, 52, C, 38, or D, 51?
I'm going to say 38.
That's correct.
Oh, one yay. Point on the board.
Good
just
job.
Hold the line there for us, Mick. Taking on Mick today, we have Jordan on the phone. Hello, Jordan. How are you today?
I'm good, thanks. How are you guys?
Hey, doing good. What's on for your Friday?
On my way to work.
Oh, nice one. All right, let's do this. Have you been listening to the game and have you been getting the questions correct?
Sometimes.
All right.
I've got faith in you.
All right, here we go. Question number one for you, Jordan. What is a chuck key used for? A chuck key.
A universal key.
Incorrect. It's used to tighten or loosen the jaws of a chuck. Also accepted tightening or loosening a drill or drill chuck. So on the drill, yeah.
You know, you open up the drill.
I don't even know what a chuck is. I'm going to have to Google it.
Well, you know the little, like, whirly bit on the end of the drill at the end? Okay, question number two for you, Jordan. Which number is in the name of the new PlayStation, which is being released later this year?
Five.
That's PlayStation correct. 5 is correct.
That's so good.
One point. Okay.
If you get this right, you're walking away with the win. What does WWE stand for?
Well, no.
No, yep.
World wrestling entertainment.
Yes! Oh, I can't believe that. It sounded like a guess, but you got it.
Good job.
Maitland Jail passes are all yours. You can take the fam to see Snitch the Rat. He sounds like an interesting character, doesn't he?
He does. You know what, though? I'm very disappointed. Yeah,
because
we're 2 points behind now.
Congratulations, Jordan.
Good work, Jordan. Mick, sorry, brother, but thanks for trying. Thanks
for listening to us.
Yeah, absolutely. News time coming up next with Hamish. And, Jade, after that, we're talking, where'd you get bogged?
Yeah, so obviously earlier this week, it was all over the news and in the community groups around Newcastle on Facebook because some idiot, as people are calling him, basically drove his Maserati on to the beach.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Come on, guy.
It was I think it was like $139,000 Maserati, and it got stuck in the sand. Why you would take such a beautiful car like that onto the Port Stephens sand dunes is beyond me. But basically, they tried to tow it out, but they only put it onto the bumper, and then it ripped the whole bumper off the Maserati. It just blows your mind. So, 131009, where did you get bogged? We want your sand bog stories on this show.
Oh.
Mud as well.
Mud, sand, I don't know, bitumen, concrete. If you've ever, gone over fresh road work.
After the news.
Jade, Maddie and Greaso, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle. This is Jade, Maddie and
Crevo. Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Of course, the Novos Wedding at Your Door kicking off after 9 o'clock today. You can watch it live on Facebook, our next big live stream event. We're so excited. The photographer today, guys.
Yeah.
You've got to check him out on Instagram. Give him a follow. It's _be_better_than_yesterday_. You might have seen his pictures around.
Yeah.
Doing the rounds at the moment. He is a seriously talented guy. He takes great shots of Newcastle. Have a look at this.
Oh,
beautiful
wow.
Beach shots and stuff. I was looking at them the other day. He's really good.
How incredible. Honestly, his pictures are crystal clear.
Really, really nice. So he'll be taking the photos of all of our couples today. Jackson, we've been talking about this. These photos are really good. And from someone who, is a professional photographer, these are great, right?
Incredible. Like, the way he showcases Newcastle, just absolutely insane.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan.
Good. No, good stuff. We'll be meeting Matty. Another Matty later in the day.
There'll be trouble.
Yeah. Look, who cares?
You're not going to make him change his name?
I'm the only Matt on this show.
When I went up to Darwin to work, I've always gone by Matty, and they made me drop the Y.
Oh, just to Matt.
They go, look, it's got to be Matt. Matty's, not that good.
Matty.
So do
whatever.
I. That's why you didn't stick around there.
Well, it was an old station. It was an older station, so Matty's a little bit,
too young.
Too
That's
young.
Ridiculous.
What a ridiculous thing. Anyway, luckily you left those poor sods behind.
I can top that, actually. When I started in radio almost 20 years ago, they said, Hamish, that's not a name you'd ever hear in radio.
Oh, no way.
So they said, Hamo. Call yourself Hamo.
Get out.
So it's Hamo.
For how long?
Make you sick.
I think that's hilarious. No, Hamish, that's not a name you'd hear in radio ever.
Was it like a 70-year-old program director?
No. 22-year-old guy.
Hamo. It'll be more relatable.
I love the name Hamish.
That's a good name.
Yeah.
I think a lot of program directors out there ruin a lot of radio stuff a lot of the time.
I think you're right. Crevo, did you ever get any opposition to your name? Because your real name is obviously Mark.
Yeah, my first name. No, not really. It was, I don't know. Not really.
Yeah.
You sort of look like a Crevo.
Yeah. It's just always been my nickname since I was like 12 years old.
Jackson, imagine yours. Jacko.
No, thanks.
Jado.
love
Crazy.
It.
Crazy. But 131009 this morning, guys. Where did you get bogged? Or when did you have to get towed? Because a Maserati got stuck on the beach here at Anna Bay. And I don't know why you take a $140,000 car that's not built
for off-road
onto the beach, but they did for whatever reason. And then they tried to tow it out of the sand and they've ripped the entire bumper bar off the Maserati. absolutely
video
insane.
Is quite incredible. It makes me cringe to the max every time I see that bumper. Just
I reckon a lot of people would have to be towed when they go to Barrington Tops.
Oh, because of the snow and stuff?
Yeah, like surely like there's been some incidences up there.
It looks like the sort of car that would struggle to go over a speed hump, let alone like do well on the beach.
Yeah, they're taking it on an angle.
Yeah, exactly. 13.09. Where'd you get bogged?
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novo.
Where'd you get bogged?
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Obviously that Maserati that got bogged at Anna Bay earlier this week.
Beautiful looking car.
Beautiful car. Shame on the owner though.
You know what? This is a classic case of like a super rich person that doesn't care.
Has no idea.
Like just, you know, I'll drive it on the beach, whatever.
Well, they've seen that episode of Top Gear where they drive sports cars on a beach. However, what they don't realise is like due to the water on the beach there, the sand's very hard. It's like driving on tarmac.
Well,
we're at Anna Bay.
Our beaches.
Yeah, it's just soft.
This is actually going to hurt you. And forgive me, Revheads, if I pronounce this wrong. Mm. The Maserati Gilbli, doesn't matter what it's called. But
have another go.
I can't say the story, so I'm just going to
All listening. It is, it's a Maserati. And basically, its retail price is upwards of $139,000. So, you know, it could be, like, who knows what other extras it had on it. Yeah, it would go over 200 grand, that
you've
car.
You've seen the photo.
Nice car. Like, and I'm not like, you know, I'm not getting fully into cars, but I can appreciate a really nice car. I know nothing about them. Don't pretend to. I can't even pronounce whatever brand that was. So
can you see some options on there? Like, it's got electric windows, do you reckon?
It's definitely been lowered. It has some really good rims. They've gone for a full dark tint, probably the darkest you can go.
Darkest legal, please.
Yeah.
That's what they say when you call up a tinting company, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, true. But, you know, devastating.
All right, we're taking your calls right now. Lisa, good morning. Where'd you get bogged?
Oh, hi. I got bogged in a dam called Keefit Dam, which is up near Tamworth. I was visiting my parents, and there's an ad on the TV years ago. This is before mobile phones.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, I know where that dam is. That's Lake Keefit. We could go out there, and we could do that and have a picnic. So off we go. And driving on the dam, and it's hard, like the beach. You said we stopped here, and it's hard. And then it starts cracking up, and they're making little castles. Didn't worry about it to start with, and the castles were getting wider and wider and deeper and deeper.
Yeah,
and I just panicked and said, stop. And we just went down in the mud, right down to the chassis.
Oh,
kilometer from the side of the dam in the middle of nowhere, and there's nothing. And we didn't have a shovel or anything because we're going on a picnic.
What happened to the car, Lisa? Did it get sucked up?
Well, we had to dig it out with the car mat. We were there for hours until it got dark. Digging it out with a car mat, using our clothes to put the tyres down to move the car along. Just panicking, and I think who now became my husband, said, I think this is probably the stupidest idea you've ever had.
No. What kind of car was it, Lisa?
It was the ultimate, but you saw it on an ad, you know what I mean? And you thought, oh, you could do that. That was so good. And we could have a picnic and beautiful romantic day on the air. No, it wasn't.
Lisa, good on you for being resourceful in a time like that. Car mats and the clothes on your back got you out of danger.
Very resourceful. We got the car back and it's now a memory. And so, yeah.
Oh, good stuff.
Great
thanks
story,
thank
Lisa.
You for calling.
Appreciate that. Rose, how are you?
Hi, how are you going?
Yeah, good, thanks. Where'd you get bogged?
Surprisingly, it hadn't.
What?
It was a work car. I hope my boss is not listening. I was got home late because I'd been away out at bush, and I got home, and it was only a Camry. And I thought we had rain. We hadn't had rain out at Mudgee, but we had rain in Newcastle. And I went and just parked where I normally parked. The next morning, couldn't move it. It was bogged right up in all the spots.
The
Camry's like the Maserati, doesn't have anywhere to pull it out.
Yep.
We looked everywhere to try and tow it out. We couldn't go forward, we couldn't go back. And my son-in-law, very ingenious, we thought about it. We pulled wound the windows down. We put a big soft tow rope through the windows and pulled it out that way.
What? Oh,
wow. With, oh by the God. Frame.
What did your boss say? Oh, wait, he doesn't know. He knows now, Rose.
Where do you work, now. Rose? Oh, no, don't say.
Oh, good story. Once again, very resourceful.
Yeah. You gotta be you clever, go.
Thanks for your calls today. Say thanks with flowers up next. This is where we give back to someone you nominate that deserves something special, all thanks to the Posey Post. And we're gonna do that in a minute.
Jade, Maddie, and Creezo, the Novos.
Good morning!
Endorphins make you happy.
Morning! I could be
the one. New FM, the Novos. Feel Good Friday.
Yes, indeed. It's Feel Good Friday all day here at 105.3 New FM. Tracks that make you feel good. Right now, love this one, Culture Club. Have you seen Boy George whinging about The Voice this week?
No, not really. Is that because he got the boot?
Got the boot, and he's like making out like they can't afford him.
Oh, they probably can't, to be fair. Hasn't he gone to Channel 7?
Yeah,
he was actually, I think we talked to him on this show, actually.
Boy George.
Yeah, didn't we?
No, I don't think so.
I swear we did, and we were talking about his hat collection.
Oh, we've talked about him. I don't think we've talked... Have we? Can't remember.
Oh, isn't that terrible?
Not memorable.
I'm pretty sure we did interview Boy George.
I can categorically say that's never happened.
I didn't think so.
Maybe I'm just remembering. Oh, I dreamt it. I don't know.
Yeah, that sounds likely.
Planting a false memory.
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
Just before, Jade, you swore that we had interviewed Boy George on this show.
I did.
You could have, like, put money on that.
Yeah. Honestly, it probably would have been, like, 80%
sure. Yeah, we did.
Sure,
this is Jade. Yeah, we did. I remember we talked about his hats.
We did talk about Boy George's hats, Jade. I've found the moment. It wasn't with George, Boy George, though.
Oh, I reckon he's equally as good a hat wearer as Pharrell. Like, I reckon they go toe-to-toe some of the best in the world.
Best in the world. They're all custom made for him, I think.
Wow.
Those hats, you get them from
that's what I've
same
heard.
Guy. They all come from the same guy. And
big difference. That was Darren McMullen.
He hosted the Voice, didn't he?
Yes.
Whoops. When Boy George was on it.
Yeah.
Good memory though. I remembered the hats.
Just the totally wrong person.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I feel like he'd be very offended by that, Jade.
Well, he wasn't that memorable, really.
You don't confuse Boy George and Darren McMullen.
I mean, Maddie's a big hat wearer too, but, you know.
That's true. Hey, say thanks with flowers time.
Fresh, pretty posies delivered daily for $37. Theposypost.com.au. The Novos with Jade, Maddie and Creelo. Say thanks with flowers.
Yeah, this is where you can give back to a special person in your life. Today, guys, we are joined on the phone by Rob. Hey, Rob, how are you today?
Good morning.
Hello,
good morning.
Rob.
Morning you
know,
to you too.
Rob, you could be a game show host. If Grant Denyer ever carks it,
you got
Family
the job.
Feud, all yours.
I'm a little bit too tall for that job.
So are most people.
Believe it or not, you can be too tall for certain jobs.
Of course. You can't be a pilot or something.
Yeah, because, Rob, I don't know. What do you do, actually?
Well, I was a postie up to the 8th of May.
Oh, okay. Well,
I've been a bike postie in Stockton, and then I was doing some work up here as a parcel delivery guy, and my wife is actually delivering now.
So you were.
That's right. We've spoken to you before.
Yeah, the postie.
Yeah, yeah.
So your wife and you were both posties. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. No, my wife learned how to ride a bike and now she's doing parcels and she's awesome.
Did she take your job, Rob?
No.
I'm just joking.
We're a husband and wife team. No, she's. Yeah, she's running around like a greyhound at the moment.
Well, this is really nice. Tell us why Linda, your wife, deserves these flowers today.
Why? Because she's awesome. She's a mum. She's a wife. She's a nana. You know, she's just awesome. She hasn't got enough time in the day to do everything she needs to do or wants to do, and she just does it and gets up at 3:30 in the morning every morning.
Wow.
I get up there and,
she's making it happen. She's the lady of your dreams.
Well,
I love that.
Like I said in my vows, she's the light in the darkness of my life.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That's so nice. Let's wrap that up right there. That's a nice little bow on top of that, isn't it? Thanks, Rob. We're sending those flowers out to Linda. Happy Friday. Congratulations.
All thanks to the Posy Post.
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
Good morning.
Endorphins make you happy.
Morning. I could be
the one. New FM, the Novos. Feel Good Friday.
It is Feel Good Friday here at 105.3 New FM, and coming up after this, we're talking Halloween, Creevo.
That's right. So, Halloween, it's obviously gaining a lot of traction around the country. It gets bigger and bigger every year.
It does.
I'm not sure if it's time to arrest this before it gets out of control.
What do you mean?
Well, I just think that it's an American tradition, and I don't know. I'm not sure whether I'm into it or not, or whether we should just knock this thing on the head and wrap it up.
No, I love Halloween.
I know you're having a Halloween party, Jade.
Yeah.
And it's not as if I'm not going to go to that. I can't wait.
Or buy an outfit, but it is getting a bit ridiculous.
I think it's getting out of control. So this is what I want to know.
No, more times to celebrate, the better.
13:10:09. Is it time to, like, pull it back on Halloween here in Australia? Like, it's getting to the point where everyone's pressured into having candy and stuff.
You know what? I hate Halloween. I'm putting it out there. I hate Halloween.
You're not a fan.
You know what? It's just another excuse to buy more junk that clutters up your garage or your cupboards.
You're a Halloween Scrooge.
Look at you and how much money you've spent on your Halloween party.
You would have dropped $600. Like dozens of dollars.
But it brings people joy.
You know what?
All the people that drive past my house, the kids that hopefully will come door knocking so I can give them candy.
Not good. Who wants kids knocking at your door at 8 o'clock at night?
Me, because that's the whole thing. I loved trick-or-treating when I was little.
Again. Yeah, what?
More candy.
I'm looking forward to it too. Actually, Creevo, you said it's an American festival. Would it help if I pointed out it's actually a Scottish festival and it's been Americanized?
Well, that's very interesting.
Traditional old Scottish and Irish heritage there.
I'm interested by that. Yeah. Still don't know if we should have it here, though. I'm on the fence, right?
From a different perspective, though, what about the plastics?
Well, that's
look at all the junk that we're just adding. Oh, but they all are, Hamish. All the cheap bloody decorations.
Well, I did buy a couple of fake pumpkins, but the thing is, I'll have them till I die.
13:10:09. Are you team Maddie and you want to knock this thing on the head? Or are you team Jade and you reckon Halloween is awesome and more people should get involved?
Yeah, come on. Call up.
Change
Maddie
my
wrong.
Mind.
You're a Halloween lover.
Get involved. We'll offer some sort of prize or something.
I really am becoming a cranky old gay.
You are. Yeah. Sad. Jade,
Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
Halloween, yay or nay?
That's right. This is I'm on the fence about this, so I'm a bit undecided.
Yeah, what's new?
Well, because I'm roping you both into my Halloween.
Yeah, you know what? And you've been talking our ears off
shoving
about decorations, and just then you were like, "Creevo, any chance you can go pick up some cushions for my party from Sydney?" I'm like,
"You're that way,
this is getting out of control."
I think it's ridiculous. It's another holiday we don't need. More plastics in the ocean. Kids not knocking at your door at night. It's just a no from me. Come on.
You're
like,
such a
let's
killjoy.
Move on. Christmas is only like 2 months away. Can't
very
we wait
close.
To celebrate then? Mm. I mean, we have a whole month of celebrations.
No.
That's true.
No, more celebrations.
I don't know now.
We need a party all the time. And can I just say as well, if 13:10:09, if there's any...
Sorry, listen to Jade. We need a party all the time. She goes to bed at 8 o'clock every night.
Yeah, for special occasions.
Oh, yeah.
But I just want to throw it out there too on 13:10:09. If there's any parents that are planning to trick-or-treat, can you please let me know? Because I want to get a gauge on the...
She doesn't want to overspend on candy. See, it's an inconvenience.
No, it's good, but
if anyone has cushions they want to give Jade for a party.
Oh, yeah, if you have any cushions.
The broadest phoner in all history, in the history of radio.
Helen, Halloween, yay or nay?
Yes, most definitely.
You love it?
I love Halloween. It's good for the kids. It's good for the kids.
So how old are your kids again, Helen?
9 and 5.
9 and 5,
Jade's
a great
nice.
Age. I am. And so do
what
they get dressed up?
What kind of candy do they like?
Yeah.
we call it lollies, not candy.
Yeah, I don't know what I picked up.
The candy, I think that's what when it Americanized it.
Yeah.
We don't call it that.
Lollies.
Yeah.
But you know what? It is fun, and if you don't want to have anyone knocking at your door, you just don't put in decorations up, because apparently that's what it's meant to be.
Because
your
the
house
signal.
Is decorated, they know they can knock.
Yeah, see, mine's decorated. I'm so excited, Helen. But what suburb are you in?
I'm in Thornton.
Okay, Thornton. And they go hardcore out there?
Do they have what?
They go hardcore with the kids in the streets and everything.
We've got a thing to go to on the Saturday night,
awesome.
Then during the day there was little time slots done for Maitland up near Kmart. They're doing a little thing for the kids as well.
Oh, awesome!
So you've got to buy get tickets. Yeah, you can go to it.
Oh, good stuff.
Thank you,
Helen.
That's good
Halloween
to know.
Update with Helen. I like that.
Now, let's go to Hope. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, good Hope. Halloween, such a waste of time, right?
Yeah, I agree with you there.
Oh, good, good.
Common sense on the show, it seems.
Well, I was never brought up with Halloween as a kid, and I have a 2-year-old child, and I won't be bringing her up as a kid with Halloween. I'm with you. It's 100% American, it's not Australian.
Yeah, and it's just unnecessary. Like, you know what? COVID times, who wants people knocking at their door? Stay away. Buy your own candy.
Yeah, and I understand that, but I suppose in the broader aspect, you've got to think, you really what's in the candy that your children are receiving, neither.
Yeah,
well, my candy's actually going to be all wrapped. Like, I'm not actually giving any sort of lollies that are just, put your hand in and grab, snakes like Alan's or anything.
Are you the cheap candy kind of girl, Jade?
No, but...
Will it be Snickers instead of Snickers?
No, but I'm going to do Whiz Fizz, and all my stuff's going to be in packets.
With COVID,
I think that's smart.
Yeah, you've got to be safe. All right, Ashley, how you doing?
Hello, how are you?
Hello.
Good, thanks. So, Halloween, yay or nay?
That's a nay from me.
Yay.
Sorry, Jade, but it's a bit of a, you encourage, children to stay away from strangers and all the rest of it, but then you're encouraging to go and door knock on people's houses that you don't know and take candy from strangers.
Well, but the parents should go with them.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. My children have never been trick-or-treating, and I don't think that they ever will, because it is. It's a safety thing.
There we go. It's a no from Ashley. So that's 66% of our callers saying nay to Halloween. I mean, our sample size is only 3, so...
I mean, look, thank you, Ashley.
To take stats from it, but...
You know, Jade...
Oh, please, parents, don't be killjoys. Bring them to my home so I can give them candy. I'm doing my house up.
Bring them to my
home.
Bring
me the children.
Aren't you dressing as a witch as well?
I am. Well, I think that was my plan.
Oven on high?
I just,
Bring your kids to my house.
Brings me joy. I just, kids love it.
They do. I can't wait for your party.
I'm dressing up as a Karen. Birthday.
I'm excited. Do you know what you're coming with as
yet? I'm still undecided. Maybe a witch.
Oh, cool.
Crevo he'll rock up with just a wizard's hat with his regular clothes.
No.
I bet you any money.
No. I'll be getting into it.
I'll give you an update on my party later on in the show, actually.
Yeah, awesome.
The social event of the year. Jade, Maddie and
Crevo, the Novos. That's right. And after 8 o'clock, Maddie, you're here. Kyle Sandilands on the show. Now, this is very exciting. He's going to be having a chat to us, and you were really pumped up yesterday, weren't you?
I was. I love Kyle.
I know.
He's honestly the pinnacle of an idol. No one comes close to Kyle in your eyes.
Yeah. So, actually,
well,
yes.
That's a bit of an exaggeration.
No, it's not.
But in terms of, radio, I love him.
Yeah. Now, of course...
Grew up on the show.
He's a busy man, and he can't be on our show live because he's doing a show as well, right? So, we recorded the interview yesterday, and after... we were having a little chat, which Jade secretly recorded. Now, in your folder, just hop in there if you can. Just have a listen to, and this is nothing scandalous or anything like that, but just have a listen to how excited our Maddie is.
Can you not do...
It's adorable.
It's adorable.
Oh, good. I'm happy.
Make sure you save it.
Yeah.
You did good, Maddie.
You did good.
You did it justice.
You didn't do a Ricky Lee.
You didn't fangirl out. You kept cool.
You okay?
Yes.
Do you need another smoke? Do you want to go over another smoke?
Let's get the show done.
Look at that grin.
Look at that.
You're so cute. Yay.
I'm
going to
have a smoke.
Oh, yeah.
Now your dreams are coming true.
You suck. He was so thrilled and it was so cute and adorable because, like, obviously, it's one of your dreams to have, to have a chat to him and hang out with him on the show. And he is coming on the show after 8 o'clock. It's an awesome interview. You don't want to miss it.
Yeah, really good. Oh, thanks for that, guys.
That's
very welcome.
What great friends.
Jay, Maddie and Grizzo, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jade, Maddie and
Crevo. Jade, Maddie and
Crevo,
the Novos.
So, Jade, you're looking at buying a whole heap of cushions, right, for your party.
Yeah.
You've just spent the last 10 minutes trying to convince someone to go and pick up these cheap $25 random cushions from Facebook Marketplace in Colleroy in Sydney.
Yeah, and I don't know Sydney very well.
Not
but
an easy
it's very
thing to do.
Far away.
No, it's like the northern beaches, so it's not even like close. Unless someone's going that way, it's really
Let's
out
go
of the way.
Through the people she's asked. Mm. She asked you, Crevo, can you pick them up? She asked my brother.
Yeah.
Could he pick them up?
Does he have a car?
She asked Jackson. Who else did you ask?
The lady herself? Not yet. Will
not
you deliver
yet.
Them?
Not
yeah,
yet.
But that's coming. Have what? You asked Benny?
No.
Would he drive down there for you?
How much in fuel does it cost to get to Sydney?
More than
it's
that.
It's a big drive.
That's worth.
Probably 10 bucks each way at least.
Yeah.
Why can't you just go and get in your own car?
You've got a car.
I can't be. It's too far. I don't like Sydney. I don't like driving that way.
But you expect you expect everyone else to go for you.
Yeah, but Crevo does it on the reg. You all go there all the time. I just thought, if you're in that area,
That's out of the way.
Sorry, Jade. You have to go yourself.
Yeah, bugger.
Some things you have to do by yourself,
I know.
On your own little self.
Thanks, guys. Beat the meat, though. We love playing beat the meat.
Yeah, we do.
Singos, we love them. A whole heap of Singo sausages for the last weekend of the school holidays.
Yes.
All you've got to do, call up 131009 and yell out stop before the sausages explode.
Yeah, that's right.
Jade, Maddie and Grizzo, the Novos.
Welcome to Beat the Meat.
A lot of people ask us how we came up with the idea for sausage. You can tell it's good food when you get this many Instagram notifications in the time you eat it.
You got any hot dogs?
Say it like a sausage, not like a human.
Yeah, all thanks to Singos. We've got so many sausages to give away today.
Big old pile of them.
No clues there. 131009 if you want to play. This is our Beat the Bomb style game where you need to yell out stop before the sausages explode. You win the amount of sausages that you yell stop to. So should we meet our contestant today? It's Tim. Hey, Tim.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hello.
What's on for your weekend, Tim?
A wedding, actually.
No.
A wedding. Tell us about your wedding. It seems to be weddings all round here today.
I got married a couple of years ago, but it's for a friend this time.
Oh, nice one. Right here in Newcastle, or?
Yeah, up the Hunter Valley.
Oh, beautiful.
Very nice. Very
part
nice.
Of the world. Are you best man or anything?
No, I'm not.
Oh, that's the best,
Because
you just get to enjoy it.
Tim, did they have to reschedule their wedding at all, or is this going ahead as planned?
Going ahead, but they had to cut a lot of people, I think.
Oh, how sad. Oh, well, at least they're still getting to tie the knot and celebrating their love, so that's the main thing.
That's true. Right. All right, Tim, let's do it. Let's win you some Singo's sausages. You know how this works. Yell out, stop, before the sausages explode. Let's do it. One sausage. Five sausages. Nine sausages. 10 sausages. 16 sausages.
Stop.
Oh, 16, boom. All yours.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Mate, you could have had 43 sausages today.
Oh, my God. 16 packs, pretty sweet, though.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, living life.
Great amount. Thanks, Tim. Enjoy the wedding, mate. Hope it's great.
Of course it will, mate.
More Halloween chat up next, Jade. Your doggies.
Yeah, it's always been the Halloween hour. But you know,
that's so true.
Sorry about that. But we've got the big party coming up, and I'm going to give you an update on that.
Jade, Maddie and Grifo, the Novos.
Yeah, we have been talking about it a fair bit, but...
Halloween again,
yeah.
I'll play the Thriller music again for you. There you go. Just cause.
Well, it's a big event. Some might not think so, but I think it should be celebrated.
It's the biggest event on our social calendar in the next 2 weeks, aside from the weddings we're doing today.
Exactly.
Nobody agreed with Jade when it came to Halloween with the break that we just did before. You're just extending it to get some more support, right?
Yes, I am. Because I just really hope... Yeah, I'm doing up the house. I've ordered a fog machine, which arrived this week. And, well, look, as much as Ben and I loved it, and it works like a charm, Myrtle...
From Wish?
No. I got it. I just can't remember where Ben bought it, to be honest.
Mm. Online. It came on in the post, right?
Yeah, but it's great. Not as expensive as I thought it was going to be for a fog machine, a proper one, but... Myrtle, one of my chihuahuas, wasn't too impressed.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, it's fine, Myrtle.
Poor darling.
To be fair, Myrtle, barks at everything, though.
No, she doesn't.
She does.
She's a darling.
There's a leaf going past. She's barking.
But there was a lot of fog that we were testing out, and yeah, I don't think she was too impressed.
Well, you sent me a video and she looked like very, very upset about the whole situation.
Yep. But then obviously, yeah, I've been buying a lot of Halloween decorations, and there's now the Halloween decoration room at my house. And so
you've got a whole room cordoned off.
Yeah, the whole spare bedroom's actually just jam-packed.
How much money are you on? You've got a Zumba room and the Halloween decoration room.
Yeah.
What's next?
Jade's mansion.
So Ben and I have been spending a bit of time in there because we're like big kids, and we brought some decorations home the other day, and we're in there and we're unpacking. I said, Ben, don't unpack anything without me. So anyway, ran back down there. The dogs have all come in, and then they're just all skittish because all they're seeing is these skeleton faces just basically everywhere. Yeah. And this is, their reaction to that. That's Ruben.
Guys, this is 30 seconds of dogs barking, just letting you know.
Ruben wasn't happy to the point where Myrtle actually fell off the bed.
What's new?
That was...
Old wobbly legs, Myrtle.
Poor Myrty. So I think the dogs actually... I'm going to get the playpen out and... put them in that and close the door on Halloween night.
What a horrible mummy you are, Jade.
Yeah, you're locking
them in.
Kids away.
Well,
lock them in a pen.
Halloween's not for them, I've decided. The chihuahuas don't like it.
See, I thought you were going to dress them up in costumes and everything.
No.
Not going to happen.
Not happening.
Locked in do they have their own room as well in your mansion?
No, the hallway, the golden hallway, that's there.
Of course your hallway's made of gold.
Very good. News time up next with Hamish, and then after the news, joining us on the show, Kyle Sanderlands. Of course, Nueva Sangria, the official wedding drink for the Novos Wedding at Your Door, happening after the show today. The man behind it is Kyle. So he's going to chat to us next and tell us all about Nueva Sangria.
Jade, Maddie and Grifo, the Novos.
Good morning!
Endorphins make you happy.
Morning! I could be
the one. New FM, the Novos. Feel Good Friday.
The Novos Wedding at Your Door kicking off live on Facebook around 10 a.m. this morning. So keep it on our socials across the whole day. We are marrying 5 couples.
So good.
It's going to be incredible, guys. Pop-up weddings at people's front doors.
Mm.
Amazing. So good.
Amazing.
It is Feel Good Friday, Crevo.
Yes.
And your song, Love This, coming up. But after that, Kyle Sanderlands on the show, big sponsor of the Novos Wedding at Your Door, with his brand new wine company. It's called Nueva Sangria. You can buy it now, nuevasangria.com. This stuff is delicious, guys.
You love it, don't you?
Each couple will score themselves a bottle today as well.
Are we going to get to try some at some point?
Look, I'm sure we could, can figure something out there.
Oh, good.
Jade, Maddie and Griso, the Novos.
Of course, guys, the Novos, wedding at your door, kicking off in less than 60 minutes. And a big thank you to Nueva Sangria, the official celebration drink of the day. It's so delicious. The man behind it, the king of radio, Kyle Sanderlane.
Jade, Maddie and Chris.
Hey, mate.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Hey, look, first of all, just from me to you guys, thank you for letting our team know about it, because I know it's tough. So many people have gone through the, oh, you can't do weddings, you've got to postpone it, you can't be dancing, oh, grandma's got to miss out because she's stuck in the COVID home, and oh, it's a nightmare.
Yeah. No one's thinking of the grannies.
You know me, like, listen, all jokes aside, the last time I saw my grandma, it was actually at her funeral, and I slipped behind the curtain to take a phone call before the ceremony started, and there was my grandmother with the lid off the coffin, and they'd glued her lips shut. And I didn't even recognize her. So I've gone in to take an interview phone call at my own grandma's funeral. That's how I'm workaholic I am. And there she is, no lid, glued lips. And I was like, oh, Jesus. I couldn't figure it out. Anyway, I don't know why I'm even telling you.
Oh, no.
Did you still take the phone call?
Yeah, of course I took the phone call. I did the interview.
Do you know what, Kyle? Funny you should say this, because when I went to my grandmother's funeral about a year ago, right, I went and saw they had the lid off the casket. I went up and I had a look at Nan, and I got really emotional because, like you, it didn't look like my grandma.
No, and I know. The way they glued the lips, it looked like the Joker from Batman. I was like horrified, and I thought, that's not Granny's lip colour. It's some cheap Astralis thing they've got from Kmart and put on her lip.
Hey, Kyle, I know this morning on your show you were chatting about that beach club that they're talking about opening on Bondi Beach, and we got chatting on our show. We were thinking maybe like a Nueva beach club here in Newcastle.
Oh, my God. I love that.
You've kind of got the vibe, though, you know?
Look, Newcastle, I would love to see the Nueva Beach Club there. And, you know, our warehouse is in Copacabana. So that's not that far from you guys.
Yeah, it's only about 45 minutes up the road.
Yeah. Oh, a little stroll, 45-minute stroll down the freeway. Because, like, we're right there. We're halfway between Sydney and Newey. So I would love it. It would be very easy to get our team up there. Who do we have to write a letter to? You got anyone there we can slip a paper bag full of cash to in the council?
I'm sure we know the mayor.
We're on good terms with the mayor, yes. Yeah. And, you know, I'm sure if you did the right thing, you might get in there. Now, I know you're not a big traveller unless it's to LA or whatever, but do you reckon if we got the beach club going, like, we could twist your arm to come up and, you know, open it or something?
Oh, yeah, I could chop her in. No one loves anything more when they're covered in oil on the beach than some clown showing up in a helicopter blowing sand all over everything. No, but I actually went to Newcastle, I think it was maybe 3 weeks ago. I just was getting stir-crazy in the house.
I thought
I just jumped in the car and just hit the road, and then all of a sudden I'm on the freeway, and I'm at the bloody mobile servo just outside Newey, and I was like, oh, my God, I'm here. So I drove around looking for Fannies and looking for the other joints that are, you know, the old haunts.
Yeah. Oh, they shut Fannies down. Fannies is gone.
Everything's boarded up.
Yeah. Some say that's made the place more boring, but I don't think
so. Kyle, you should have called us and we could have had a party.
Yeah, I think Kyle's got a way better party.
Jade, Maddie and Griso, the Novos.
Kyle Sanderlands is here.
Jade, Maddie and Griso.
Nueva Sangria. It's delicious. The man behind it is Kyle. Mate, tell me, how did this thing get started? Like, where did you come up with this idea?
I had a few people over, and that was, quite an evening. And then I was sitting there, wide awake, trying to go to sleep, and I saw on CNN some dude in New York, some ringer, had made some sangria, and it was taking off. It was really, this was maybe about 4 years ago, and it had shot through the roof, and it was a surprise hit. So I spoke to some friends of mine who have a wine company, and I said, well, have you ever thought of Nueva? I mean, have you ever thought of sangria? And they were like, oh, yeah, we could do that, but they're sort of premium wine growers and grape makers. And I said, and they said, usually that's like shit grapes, and then they fill it up with fruit and stuff to cover the horrific taste. That's what sangria normally is. And I said, well, what about if we do it with premium grapes and we do like a premium version of it? So we mucked around for a little while and we did some taste tests, and I'm not a drinker. So I was wasted on it, like half a bottle in. I'm anyone's. So and we hit the nail on the head. Like the other one, we had a. I think it's a smelly air, which I just thought was something that came from your dad.
That's the wine guy, isn't it?
Yeah, like so he can smell a wine and taste a wine, and he can tell you where it was grown, what sort of grapes, what sort of dirt, or like. And I thought, is this a TAFE course? How do you even get that job?
Incredible!
It's amazing. It's quite a weird job. Anyway, I've got a few other mates that think they're smelly airs too, but it's got nothing to do with wine.
They're just drunks.
Yeah. So what we did, we threw it out there. We started selling it only on our website.
Yeah,
and it took off. And now, as of we're trying to get into a few bottle shops and stuff, so in about a month we'll be available in bottle shops all around the country as well, because it's an overwhelming response to the direct website. So I've got like some sort of army of people at home in the garage shipping stuff out, and I thought, okay, it's gone beyond me being able to handle it. So yeah, we're really thrilled at the success of it.
Yeah, no, honestly, it looks really good, because I said to the guys off air, I was like, oh, sangria. And normally, like you said, it's the red grapes and it's always got fruit in it. Like all the parties I've been, my mates always think they're professionals at making it and it never tastes good. But yours looks really nice. I'm looking at the, you know, the marketing for it, I was thinking, oh, wow.
You're like, drinking the cheap Aldi piss though, Jade.
I do.
Jade does
so much better.
Jade does
cheap.
Love a wine that's got a bit of colour to it. You might have her in just on that, I reckon.
I like it because we've done the rosé. My mum wanted it to come by the carton, and I said, no, mum, no goon bag. We're only doing it by the bottle at the moment. But, anything's possible. So there's a Pinot Grigio coming out. We've got a gin coming out because some of our wine growers, some of our grape makers,
heard about this.
They were affected by the bushfires, and a lot of those grapes were going to get thrown out. So I purchased them all, and because our sommelier said, well, with smoke affected grapes, they can actually make gin. And I was like, let's do it. Let's make a gin next year. So they're currently fermenting or processing or what, I don't know the lingo. The gin will come. There's a beer next year. It's a whole brand.
Yeah, oh, wow.
Bloody delicious. Mate, we really appreciate you jumping on board this, you know, helping out the little guys here in Newcastle. We love it. Thanks, man.
Cheers.
Mate, no worries. Okay, cheers, everyone.
NuevaSangria.com to buy now the Kyle and Jackie O Show weeknights here at New FM.
Jade, Maddie and Grizzo, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
105 minutes commercial free coming up soon with Jackson. What's on the way, man?
Yo, for your feel-good Friday.
Brando, love this.
Bit of Brando.
Excellent. So good.
Let's go back with the Hoodoo Gurus.
Yeah, love them. Classic.
That's a throwback.
I don't know if you heard about this, though.
The Joe Bros.
No, BTS. Oh,
it kind of sounds like the Jonas Brothers.
How dare you do that to BTS? Their fans are calling for them to be exempt from military commitments, because in South Korea it's like mandatory.
Every man of a certain age has to do it before they turn another certain age.
Wow.
I don't know.
But they're saying not to our K-pop stars. Not today.
No. That's
so interesting. It has a bit of a Dua Lipa vibe, this beat.
It does.
There's a lot of mixed messages coming from that studio. The Joe Bros, Dua Lipa, what's going on?
It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music. Kicking off after us. Thank you, Jackson.
No worries, guys.
We are chatting to The Bachelorette's next, Ellie and Becky J.
Yeah, so obviously The Bachelorette returned for its sixth season with sister act Ellie and Becky from Newcastle. So we're going to check in with them and see how they're going in their early stages of finding love.
Now, Jackson, of course, they famously cancelled on us a couple of days ago. Yeah. How are we looking today?
I don't know. We'll see. They do like to invite us to the party and then put the sprinklers on us, so 5 minutes.
If they cancel,
fingers crossed.
Are we calling it for good?
Yes.
All right, cool.
Yeah, very good.
Jade, Maddie and Grizzo, the Novos.
Bachelorettes Ellie and Becky are here. TikTok. We are a little bit early, and they really do like to keep it to the minute, don't they?
Yeah.
They do.
Have you guys been watching The Bachelorette?
No,
to be honest.
You, Maddie?
Look, I can't say I have.
And we're not one of those teams that go, right, who's watching The Bachelorette? Who's watching MasterChef?
We tried. Oh, they're calling.
Oh, they're calling.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Excellent.
Here we go. All right. Let's see. Let's get them up.
All right. Let's just answer them live.
Let's do it.
Hello.
Hello. It's Tim. How are you?
Hey, Tim. You're live on the air. How are you?
Hey, Newcastle!
Hey! Now, Tim, thank you so much for hooking this up for us, because I know the girls are very busy. We appreciate it.
Well, no. You guys, you were in the schedule. I'm so sorry for having to cancel on Thursday or whatever it was. I've lost my days, but we will always make it work. I'm not just going to
cancel
you guys.
So, we'll be saving that audio.
Yeah,
so thanks,
man. The girls will line up, pop them through.
All right, thanks,
Tim.
Here we go.
Right,
cool. Be nice. I'll pop them through.
Of course. Of course. Bye.
Hello, Ellie and Becky.
Hi.
Yay.
Hey, girls. How are we?
We finally got ya.
Pardon?
It's all right. So Ellie, how's it like being, you know, back, finding love again?
It's good.
Yeah, it's really good. It's still like a surreal thing. I don't think you'll ever get used to, being on TV. It's a bit weird. But, the whole experience is just amazing. And to be able to have Beck there was just incredible. I don't know how they've done it in the past without having that person there.
And Becky, how are you finding it? Obviously, the first time doing the show with all the cameras in your face and having people listening into your conversations, is it very awkward?
Oh, I don't know. I think I was just trying to kind of put the cameras out of my mind. The way I've been trying to describe it is, you know, when you're just like at the beach or something, you've got people who are like, too close in your vicinity. That's kind of what it felt like, rather than feeling like you're on camera, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Look, the season has done well in the ratings. It's looking good. First time in the history of the Bachelorette franchise, right? There's been two sisters. How are you guys going with, like, being noticed and stuff? Like, obviously you, Ellie, you know, you were on Matt's season, but Becky, like, how's it been? Like,
you've been papped in the streets.
Yeah, Daily Mail chasing you.
You go and keep your distance, COVID times.
We were in Sydney on Wednesday before it all aired, and there was like a random pap sort of like following us around a bit, and that's a bit strange, that's for sure.
Creepy, right? It's such a creepy thing.
Yeah, we were like in a car and we went out of like 10 studios and there's this pap like chasing us in their car, and I was like, oh God, what do you want to take photos of us for? Like, it's just all a bit.
Oh, you're so down to... girls are actually super down to earth. It's very nice to hear.
Yeah, and I find it really hard that you both can't find a local Newcastle boy here. What's the go there?
I mean, have you really struggled to find love, or, you know, trying to get famous at the same time?
Oh, gosh, no, it's not about that. For me, I've only been in love once. This is Ellie, by the way. And that was, a long, long time ago.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I've dated some absolutely, amazing guys in the past, and, you know, on paper it's everything that I want, but there's just never been, that actual, those real-life feelings, you know? So it's always been, it's nice enough, but, why aren't I feeling more? And I guess being on Bachelor last year, I was pretty amazed with how I opened up emotionally and how I was getting real feelings, and so I guess when the opportunity popped up again, I was in a place where I was definitely ready, and I just thought, you know what, bugger it, this could be it. And you know, I'm honestly so glad I did, because I'm so happy with the person I'm with right now.
When you say it was,
that's a little
okay.
Wait a second, that's a little clue. Also, Jade's starting a marriage celebrant business, so you know, I know that one they do on telly's like, that's just for the TV. So if you have an actual marriage, you know, that you want to do, Jade will do it.
Jade?
I mean, for like 5% off. I'm a booking agent, by the way. I'll give you a discount.
Girls, you guys are great. It's going to be a great season. Just quickly, what's it like with Osher not being there? Is it weird? Because obviously, Ellie, you had Osher there in your season. But, like, who's running the joint?
Oh, I guess...
we did have Osha at the very start, but it's just the way of the world, you know, COVID, yeah. Like, Osha was locked down in Melbourne, so Paul Buzzer couldn't come back for us. But, yeah, Beck and I actually had to do some introductions for the dates and stuff. We tried to do our best, Osha, but, you know,
you guys were too tall.
You know what? Well, look, Ellie, you've said you're with someone at the moment, so we're so happy for you that you found some love from the show. Becky, tell us, you might be with someone, you might not be, but if there's any Newcastle blokes out there, just in case all of this doesn't work out, what do you like from a man?
What are you looking for, yeah?
What was I looking for in a man going into it?
Well, just in general.
Yeah, yeah.
What ticks the boxes?
Yeah. Well, I just want, you know, someone who's kind, down to earth, someone who you can have laugh with and a bit of banter. I don't know, just someone that you get along with and who's like your best friend.
That's all your standard stuff, but what are you looking for in terms of looks? Are you wanting like a tatted up bloke? Do you want a tradie? You want, you know,
dad bod.
A bit of a dad bod. What are you after there?
I don't think I've ever really had a type, really.
Yeah, just that's someone so common.
And a nice smile and who you've got that chemistry with. Like, I like tats, I like people without tats, I like long hair, I like bald men.
You like them all by the sounds of it.
Hey, look, it's the vibe.
Variety's the spice of life. I get it.
Girls, we appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us this morning. Newcastle, get behind them. They're our very own. And,
our own Newey girls.
You know, God help the guy if he dumps you guys, because Matt Agnew, Newcastle hates him now. So, you know what? Sorry, Matt.
It's just the truth.
It's the truth.
He lied to us from the get-go. He's not an astrophysicist. He's a banker.
and banker rhymes with, I don't know. I can't think of anything.
Thanks, guys. The Bachelorette continues on WIN, 7:30 p.m. Wednesday. Thanks, guys. I appreciate that. We are done here today, which is great, because we are off to our wedding at your door.
Yeah.
We are marrying five couples today with Jeff. Joined by Jeff, who worked with us before in our drive-through wedding. Jeff's in the studio right now. Hey, Jeff, how are you?
I'm well, thank you, guys.
Look at him preparing over there, all his notes and everything. And
well, I'm actually playing with some gold dice.
Well, that too, you know.
Had a morning
in
Vegas this morning.
Yeah, look, it's very exciting morning coming up. How are you feeling about the whole thing? Because five, you know, wedding at your doors in one day. Have you ever done anything like this?
No, not five, but it's I'm set. I've got the your great team looking after me today.
Yeah,
the couples are excited.
Yeah,
and it's ready to go.
And we're all rolling around in the Chase limousine, which is very exciting as well.
Yeah. Absolutely,
the big stretch Hummer out there, ready to go.
If there's a sunroof, I'm out the top of it.
I'll be fighting you for that spot.
Yeah, I feel like Jade and Jeff will be fighting for attention today. I love it. a big shout out to all of our sponsors who got behind this, including Chase Limousines, as you just said, Crevo.
Yep.
It's the Hunter's premium limousine hire service with chauffeur-driven luxury all year round. We all know 2020's been hard. Mm. If you're looking to do something, especially coming up to Christmas, plan a day with the girls out at the Valley. You know, maybe you can treat your employees to a day out, get them all in the stretch Hummer.
Yeah, the Chase limousines are amazing.
Yeah,
they are beautiful. Chaselimousines.com.au for more details. You can check out the different cars and prices. Also, thank you to Big Box Catering. These guys always come to the table. Bigboxcatering.com.au. They've provided the grazing platters, a great local business doing great local things at the Hunter Street Collective. And a big thank you to Thomas James. Of course, we know him. He's a local singer, very talented. Mm-hmm. He's going to be singing the songs at each ceremony.
Yeah.
Four songs, one couple of...
They wanted the same song. Yeah. That's cool.
And Maddie from Better Than Yesterday, great photographer. So we're just so thankful for everyone getting involved, guys.
Yeah, no, honestly, they're all world class. We've worked with them multiple times, these people, and for good reason, because they're the best.
Oh, and Newcastle Food and Flower Market.
Let's not forget them.
These guys. Incredible. Once again, always happy to help out. Great local business. I went down there the other day.
Mm.
It's fantastic. You can just chill out with a coffee, have some nice cold cuts, flowers. It's a great vibe.
The Newcastle Flower Market, you actually showed me a picture of their bouquet that they sent
us. Beautiful.
For the brides. they're absolutely stunning. Like, I was so impressed by them.
We always like to do, when we do these things, get as many local businesses involved.
Yeah, that's right.
Which I think is so important. And, of course, with the flower markets, I know your Halloween party's on the 31st, but they are holding a Mexican fiesta. You can book tickets at newcastlefoodandflowermarket.com.au, guys.
Awesome.
Live stream, 10 o'clock, or around 9:30. So you'll get the notification pop up on your phone. Follow us all day.
Yeah.
You might see the new FM road train driving around town today. Give us a honk if you see us in the big stretch Hummer.
Yeah, say g'day.
Follow us on socials at Jade Matty Crevo. And, we'll be marrying five couples today. Let's go.
I can't believe it. Let's go.
Jade, Matty and Crevo, the Novos.